Next case for argument is Lynn versus Gonzalez, Mr. Masucci.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, I am Thomas Masucci. I'm here representing Ms. Bao. And, Your Honors, the issue in this case is very simple, I think. Did the Board abuse its discretion in its April 16, 2004, denying Ms. Lynn's motion to reopen? It was a timely motion. It was a motion submitted with what we believe to have been...
But the problem is, Aird's affidavit could have been submitted much earlier. There wasn't any reason why it should, his supplemental affidavit, why it should be delayed so long.
Well, Your Honor, as we try to argue in our brief, the fact that someone such as Mr. Aird, an expert who's been working in a field for 40 or 45 years, has produced a corpus of work over those years, just by the fact that he produces an affidavit subsequent to that corpus of work, and an affidavit that does reference new material and that does reference issues that were not referenced in the earlier work, specifically the issue of how the Chinese family planning policy applies to...
No, but you knew from the or whoever was handling the case knew from the beginning. That was the critical issue for Lynn, right? That's the critical issue, whether having a third child, was it abroad, would...
Third child here in the U.S.
Repercussions in China. So knowing that was the critical issue, why wasn't Aird asked to address it initially?
Your Honor, I don't know. I really don't know. It appears to me, though. I've had Dr. Aird write several affidavits and testify in several cases that I've worked on. It occurs to me that the reason that Dr. Aird's affidavit was so late in coming was that I think it took a few really bad IJ and BIA decisions, which seemed to completely and I think irrationally misconstrue State Department reports and so on. It took enough of those misreadings to for the light to go on to say, well, you know, if there is going to be such a lack of coherence and around these issues, around this issue as it applies to Chinese who have who give birth to children overseas. Therefore, it's imperative that we get some expert input into the process, and that to me is that's how I've approached it. I mean, initially, Dr. Aird was just considered to be the expert in general on this the issue of the policy, but the I guess the recurrent theme from IJs and the board about the inapplicability of this law to children born overseas prompted myself and other attorneys to try to get Dr. Aird to address this issue more specifically. And that's why it was submitted when it was submitted. And arguably, the second affidavit does draw upon some of the sources and some of the insights that come from his earlier work. But there is, beginning on page 39 of the record, through page 44, there is a section in there, children born to Chinese nationals outside China.
What was the date that that affidavit was prepared?
Your Honor, this affidavit was prepared May 19th, 2003. So now I understand the you know, the government's argument that, you know, just because the affidavit is prepared on that date, that it doesn't make it previously unavailable. But it does contain critical countervailing evidence regarding the issue of the applicability of this policy to children born outside of the United States. And
Did he have public document or documents that were public prior to this time, which addressed the children born outside of China?
Not to my knowledge. I mean,
But the references in his affidavit are to 1988, right?
Right.
Obviously had that a long time.
I didn't
see anything recent.
Well, actually, on page 52 of the record, he does reference the latest Bureau of Democracy and Human Rights report.
He wasn't talking about the issue of children born abroad there.
No, I understand.
Everything he cites about children born either from 88 or 98, long prior to the first affidavit.
I understand that, Your Honor.
So there just was, and as I say, this was obviously the critical issue. So there was no excuse for him to leave out of his first affidavit the material in the second about the children born abroad. That's your problem.
In other words, the attorney who got this affidavit for the purposes of the original hearing should have specifically.
Of course, because this was the critical. This was known to be the critical issue for mm-hmm. these people.
Again, the only response I can offer is that I think the lateness, the relative lateness of the production of this affidavit was probably more a function of a series of bad decisions, at least decisions that we would consider bad from IJs regarding this issue. And
is there any countervailing expert testimony? I understand that you're saying it was the BIA decisions that prompted you to do this, but are there any other experts who come down on the differently than
the only the sources that are generally cited on the other side are the State Department reports and some of the journalists that are cited in the State Department reports.
So you have him on one side, and you have State Department type of.
Right. Exactly. But and also, you know, the arguments made both in the motion to reopen and also in our brief that, you know, there's clearly over reliance on the State Department reports in this regard.
Are you indicating that there had been a change in how the Bureau of Immigration Appeals handled these cases with regard to people having children outside China?
Not a change. I think I think the issue was it presented itself in asylum claims later than the more traditional claims of, you know, having had children in China. So. It's not that there was a change. I think there was just they started to address the issue more frequently, and I think it was the results of the of those decisions which prompted members of the private immigration bar to try to get Dr. Aird to focus on this issue of children born overseas. Thank you.
You want to save the balance of your time?
Yes. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Hunold again.
May it please the court. I'm again James Hunold, representing the respondent in this case.
Same name
case.
That you had 10 minutes
that,
ago.
That is
well,
correct.
That's reassuring.
I've gotten
an island of stability in society.
The argument made by counsel, I believe, does not go to the essential issue of this case. That is whether the evidence submitted with the motion was previously unavailable. The arguments make some sense that There may have been an evolution in the law, though I'm not willing to concede that at this point at all. But they simply don't go to the issue presented before this court and that was presented to the board. That is, whether the evidence was previously unavailable. The Arid affidavit cites its most recent, with respect to the third child or child born abroad issue, I believe its most recent citation on that issue is March 2000 to a Chinese document, I believe. But that preceded the removal hearing, preceded his first affidavit. Petitioner's third child was born before the removal proceeding. All this was on the table, and there is no basis whatsoever to conclude that the pertinent evidence was the basis for the motion to reopen was unavailable. It was there. The fact that it was not sought, was not obtained, or was not presented simply has no bearing on that issue.
Part of the argument made in the initial hearing, I gather, was that there would be punishment meted out and sterilization or whatever because there was a third child born abroad.
That the initial asylum claim, it was that because there was a second child born that there would be punishment. By the time of the hearing, it included the claim of a third child.
Amended to include that third child.
That at the time the asylum application was filed, there were only two.
Right,
that was the initial claim.
I'm talking about the hearing, though.
And at the hearing, it included the third child. They claim that because there was a third child, that too would result in punishment, perhaps sterilization. So that was beyond question on the table, and there really is no explanation to show that the board erred in finding that this information was previously unavailable.
How old was the third child when the hearing took place?
Approximately one, I believe. The third child is three now, so it would be approximately 1 year of age. The birth occurred at least some months before the final hearing on the merits. And, of course, during prior to the final hearing on the merits, one of the that event was foretold. Indeed, she was excused from one of the master calendar hearings because the birth of the child was imminent. So this issue was not newly discovered by any stretch of the imagination. Now, there was an argument in the brief regarding the 2003 country reports and that issue, that evidence not being previously available. That has nothing to do, first of all, with the issue of children born abroad and doesn't purport to have anything to do with that. Second of all, I said 2003 country report. In fact, the country report at issue is the country report for the year 2002, but that has never been submitted or considered by the IJ or the immigration judge or the board and had nothing to do with the issue of children born abroad to Chinese nationals. As we've stated in our brief, the burden is quite heavy for seeking reopening, and the board did not by any stretch abuse its discretion in determining this evidence was not shown to be previously unavailable so as to warrant reopening of the removal proceedings.
Okay.
If the court has
thank
no further
Mr.
questions.
Mr.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Masucci, how much time does he have? 1 minute?
Your Honors, just one observation. Counsel mentions the Chinese document from the year 2000 and indicates that, well, that document was available at the time of the hearing. But it seems to me a little Kafkaesque to argue that the existence of a document at a certain period of time is the same as the existence of an argument about what that document means in the context of an immigration proceeding. And again, I think the fact that Dr. Aird, you know, drew upon sources that he had drawn upon previously doesn't, you know, necessarily make the argument that he's making to have been previously available. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mizucci and Mr. Hunault.